Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of leadership and management news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Exit Factor earns multiple national awards from leading business organizations. Exit Factor, the leading franchise in business value enhancement and exit planning, has earned multiple national awards and recognitions in 2025. These include Entrepreneur Magazine's Top New and Emerging Franchises, Inc., Best Workplaces, and founder Jessica Fialkovich being nominated for Exit Planner of the Year. The company's commitment to growth and helping small business owners maximize their company's value has been recognized by respected business organizations. For more information on Exit Factor and its franchise opportunities, visit their website. Owner of Microcom Document Scanning says adieu after 46 years with the company. After 46 years with Microcom Systems, owner Craig Hollingham is saying adieu as he prepares for retirement. Craig started at MCS in 1981 and became the sole owner in 2010. With retirement on the horizon, Craig explored his options and found a buyer in Consentia Inc. of Edmonton. Effective December 1, 2025, Consentia will take over MCS, ensuring a smooth transition for the Vancouver document scanning business. Craig feels confident in handing over the reins to Consentia, a Canadian company with a track record of customer satisfaction. For more information about Microcom Systems and their document management solutions, visit their website at microcomsys.com or call 604-872-6771.
Indus Records strong third quarter. Indus Group reported a strong third quarter with adjusted EBITDA earnings up 10% to year 48.1 million. The quarterly margin reached 11.0%, and incoming orders for 2025 were up 17% from the previous year. Despite challenges in the macroeconomic environment, revenue reached $437.4 million the third quarter, with earnings up 10.1% year over year. The engineering, infrastructure, and materials solutions segments all showed positive results, with revenue and earnings increasing. Indus is projecting group revenue between $1.70 billion and $1.85 billion for the full year 2025. With earnings expected in the range of €130 million to €165 million. The company continues to focus on internationalization, acquisitions, and engineering competence as key growth drivers. The Platform Group publishes Vision 2030, €3 billion in revenue, significant margin increase, and growth to 40,000 partners. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company for platform solutions, has published its long-term corporate development plan, Vision 2030. The plan aims to achieve revenue of at least €3 billion, with a GMV of over €4.5 billion by 2030, along with a double-digit margin. To achieve this, TPG plans to expand internationally, increase industries served to over 50, and intensify M&A activities. The company also plans to implement an AI-first and cost reduction program to improve profitability. TPG has defined three growth pillars for Vision 2030: scale, synergy, and M&A. The management board aims to achieve a double-digit margin through internal measures, portfolio optimization, and an AI-first strategy. CFO Bjorn Minier emphasized the company's goal to reach double-digit margins and strengthen profitability. TPG also aims to generate strong operating cash flow and maintain a conservative financing strategy. A conference call will be held on November 13, 2025, to discuss Vision 2030 and current M&A topics.
PPAC Private Bank & Trust, named a best bank to work for. PPAC Private Bank & Trust has been named one of the 2025 best banks to work for by American Banker. The ranking is based on an employee survey and review of benefits. PPAC Private Bank and Trust was ranked number 48 on the list. This is the 8th consecutive year they have received this honor. The bank offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, and investment solutions. For more information, visit their website at www.ppacprivate.com.
Heartbeam, recognized as a top global innovator in portable ECG technology. Heartbeam, a medical technology company, has been recognized as a global IP and technology leader in portable cardiac diagnostics by PatentVest's Total Cardiac Intelligence Report. The company ranked second worldwide in 12 lead ECG innovation among 243 firms analyzed, highlighting its influence in cardiac monitoring technology. Heartbeam's proprietary synthesis ECG system captures the heart's electrical signals in three dimensions, allowing physicians to obtain vital information for patient care. The company's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, with the 12-lead ECG synthesis software currently under FDA review. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac health management with innovative solutions for remote care. Anchor Resources engages Departure Capital, Inc., for marketing and investor relations services. Anchor Resources Corp. has engaged Departures Capital, Inc., for marketing and investor relations services. The agreement, effective from November 12, 2025 to April 11, 2026, includes a five-month digital marketing campaign to enhance Anchor's visibility in the global investment community. Departures Capital will create original video content, develop an investor landing page, publish promotional materials on their platforms, and run digital advertising initiatives. The total contract value is $25,000. Departures Capital is independent of Anchor and does not hold any securities of the company. Anchor Resources Corp. is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange and is focused on mineral and energy solutions in Cambodia and Canada.
Investor News Breaks. Suntex Enterprises Inc., OTX, achieves OTCID verified status and appoints Javier Liel as CEO to lead corporate restructuring and growth initiative. Suntex Enterprises Inc. has achieved OTCID verified status on OTC markets and appointed Javier Liel as CEO to lead a corporate restructuring and growth initiative. Liel's strategy focuses on compliance, governance, and acquiring revenue-generating assets, with multiple announcements expected in Q4. The company's updated OTC markets profile will reflect current leadership, operational initiatives, and new disclosures aligned with its advancement plan. Suntex Enterprises is committed to transparency and operational readiness, aiming to drive sustainable growth and shareholder value through innovation, performance, and transparency.
Investor News Breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, See American SVM, announces CFO transition and key finance appointments. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, announced CFO transition and key finance appointments. Derek Liu retired as CFO after nearly a decade, staying on in a consulting role. Winnie Wong is now interim CFO, bringing over 15 years of corporate finance experience. Lei Wu was named corporate controller, joining from New Gold Inc. These appointments highlight Silvercorp's commitment to financial governance and talent development. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc with a focus on profitability and growth potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. and NABU announces Q3 2025 financial results, holds quarterly earnings call. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. recently announced their Q3 2025 financial results, which included new acquisitions, lease renewals, and increases to FFO, AFO, rental income, and net income compared to Q3 2024. The earnings call discussed these results with the leadership team, providing insights and answering questions from analysts. Highlights from the quarter included acquiring 9 skilled nursing facilities in Missouri, a skilled nursing facility in Oklahoma, and a healthcare facility in Missouri. These acquisitions were funded with working capital. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.